This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. The European Parliament's home is Brussels, and right now, Brussels is also home to lots of lobbyists from the American tech industry. Why? Well, they've descended on Brussels to push against strict new online privacy legislation being considered by the European Parliament. Nancy Marshall-Genzer brings us this report.
Walk down the street near Parliament in Brussels and you'll see office blocks that are home to lobbyists representing the likes of Facebook, Google, and other tech companies. They're part of an explosion of tech lobbying in the European capital this year.
It's gotten a bit out of hand, very, very emotional.
Jean-Marc Leclerc is director of digital policy for a trade group called Digital Europe. Among its members, Apple and Microsoft.
Thousands of amendments, night votes. It really went crazy.
Why was it so crazy? The EU is considering an online privacy bill that would give consumers the right to have personal data erased, and there would also be new limits on online profiling. The tech lobby says the legislation would hurt commerce and innovation on the web, and would also create mandatory data reporting requirements that would be a burden for businesses. But all this tech lobbying leaves privacy advocates in Brussels feeling outgunned.
I think it's the second biggest center of lobbying in the world outside Washington, D.C.
Joe McNamee is executive director of the European Digital Rights Group. He says members of the European Parliament don't quite know what to make of the U.S. tech lobby muscle.
But it was quite new in the European context. And policymakers in the European Parliament were taken by surprise.
But some members of Parliament say they understand that U.S. tech companies have to lobby here because they have a lot at stake.
Well, I think it's inevitable that business will lobby.
That's Claude Moraes, a member of the European Parliament representing London. He says, bring it on. We can handle it. But he does draw a line. Moraes says some of the 4,000 amendments to the privacy legislation were taken word for word from lobbyists.
And there was certainly accusations of amendments being cut and pasted, and I think that's where the line is crossed.
Moraes can expect even more lobbying this fall when members of the European Parliament return from their summer break. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.